This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here's what's going to happen in this second hour. I'm going to open the phones up for your take on the debate last night. Hannity, who I disagree with sometimes, I agree with, says this debate will go down in history as a really bad night for the media. Because now the candidates are following Trump's lead and not groveling and soiling themselves when some arrogant nobody teleprompter reader goes, let me ask you this question then. I mean, I couldn't believe these moderators. I mean, they came off like arrogant Muppets in a caricature from a Muppet movie. So, what you gonna do about this, huh? What do you got to say about this person? And they're targeting their audience, who they think are a bunch of, like, junior high-level people where, remember the Jeb Bush plant? The so-called pro-lifer that gets up and goes, how dare you tell them what to do with their uterus? How dare you? You claim it for women? You make me sick with a Wonder Woman handling it. I've got a problem. And Trump didn't grovel to her, so it blew up in their face, and of course it was staged. Well, it's all just the same grandstanding. Total grandstanding. And that's what the police need to know when you SWAT team Amish because they're selling milk to their neighbors in a year-long sting setup, and you put your arms on your hips figuratively and have a SWAT team in a helicopter and go, 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 and slam them down on the ground so you can show the jury, who, by the way, found against you, that see how scary they are? People go, they're not scary. You SWAT teamed them to make it look like they were bad. See, once confidence is lost in the establishment, it's over. It's over. Then coming up, the article is on Infowars.com. It's part of a three-year investigation of Wayne Madsen. I asked him, I said, where do you want to go first? I want you to cover election 2016. He said, fine, but what I want to do first is, formerly with the NSA, I want to go cover the military aircraft graveyard. There's also private aircraft out there as well, down in Arizona that's so secretive and has a bunch of weird airlines, covert airlines connected to the CIA coming out of it. We know a former CIA pilot, commercial pilot, and author lived out there and was investigating and had a new book coming out and then, of course, killed himself and his family, if you believe that. Well, Madsen's talked to the neighbors and others, and he's been back out there. This is his second time. He was out there with our crew. He's going to be joining us. He now works with InfoWars, for InfoWars, as a roving correspondent. 9/11, CIA likely built remote-controlled commercial jets in aircraft boneyard. This will explain how 9/11 hijackers were able to fly commercial jets with little experience. This is just the first of a bunch of reports he's putting out. He'll be with us live today. Then we're going to put out a special report next Wednesday that will air here on the radio/TV show. So we're going to air that next Wednesday. The guys are already ready to have it out by tomorrow, but I don't want to just start having big bombshell reports like this and then just kind of throwing them out there. I want to build this up a bit because it is important, so that's coming up next week. By the way, Darren McBrain's been working on a really powerful V for Vendetta montage that dovetails with real stuff happening in the real world. These are very effective viral videos. This is one of his best, and believe me, he's put out some good ones, but I got to say, he is so talented. I don't know if Jakari is more talented. Jakari put some out that are so good, it looks like something HBO would put out. I mean, these are really talented people. So is Josh. So has Rob Dew. So is Rob Jacobson. I mean, I just cannot say who does the best job around here. And that's a good feeling when you really don't know who your best people are, because many days they're better than I am. They have days they shine. They have days they don't. It's like I have days where I do shine, and I have days where I don't and come off like a cross between the Cookie Monster and Attila the Hun. So your phone calls, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. On the debate are coming up. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As any regular listener knows, I don't script what I have to say. I do my research, and then I tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. And I'm going to do that right now. I have never, in my 20 years on air, seen a time where it's more important to be prepared. Even most mainline analysts are now saying, we've entered this critical juncture. We've got to get prepared. Everyone knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. And the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com are powered by My Patriot Supply and are the highest quality, the freshest, and have the best pricing that we could find anywhere. And finally, until October 31st, 2015, all InfoWars Select storable foods purchases will receive 10% off and free shipping. Free shipping on storable food is unprecedented. Secure your InfoWars Select storable foods discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too at just $19.99. What are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up after we break down last night's incredible Republican debate hosted by CNBC, after we cover that and take your calls, Iran to send fleet of warships into the Atlantic Ocean. NOAA issues solar storm warning. Senate passes CISA, the so-called cybersecurity bill that is really a surveillance bill. Paul Ryan elected House Speaker. California considers adding meat to cancer alert list after the UN added it. Runaway blimp, surveillance blimp crashes, one of those imaginary blimps. World Health Organization says tuberculosis now rivals AIDS as leading cause of death, and drug resistance is pouring into Western Europe and the United States. But that's okay if your kid gets TB because, well, they're white or black or Hispanic or Asian. It doesn't matter. They're Western. They deserve to die. Women and children are turning themselves in at record levels to the Border Patrol. That's a report from the Border Patrol via Breitbart. And a Brandon Darby report. So we're going to be getting over that. We're also going to be going over 18 reasons why I don't celebrate Halloween, a story by Michael Schneider that I think is pretty powerful. And I'm not judging you if you celebrate it. I'm not saying you're a devil worshiper. But people should know the history of it, because I talk about how it has an occultic history of druidic child sacrifice, and people think I'm crazy. So tomorrow, I've dug up some of the history books, some of the information on it. We're going to be covering that for 10, 15 minutes tomorrow, obviously the day before, October 31st. And then I should be back Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. For the Sunday transmission. But that said, I want to get into the debate now. Recapping, if you just joined us, CNBC had a debate last night that went on for 2+ hours with the Republican candidates. Carson, Trump, Paul, Rubio, they were all up there. Jeb Bush was sounding like the patriot his brother sounded like when he was running for office as well, but we know the truth about that. Mike Huckabee was saying a lot of great things. Overall, this is the major takeaway, and I want to get your view and your phone calls on this subject. The biggest issue was the mainstream media attacked viciously. It blew up in their face. The candidates fought back. The audience fought back. It was a sea change, bellwether, mark it down in your diary moment. Stick a knife in it. The mainstream media is dead on arrival. That's what it was. It was historic. And then what was also historic was the radicalization of the candidates that the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, Media Matters, MSNBC, CNN, the White House all bemoan. In that the candidates sounded like Ron Paul. They sounded like Barry Goldwater. They sounded like Alex Jones. They sounded like Matt Drudge. They sounded like Joseph Farrow. They sounded like libertarian Americana patriots. Whether they're good or not, obviously a bunch of them we can't trust, like open border gun grabber Chris Christie. But Chris Christie sounded like a conservative libertarian talk show host. I've never seen Republican debates where they go this far. So they're sounding more and more like Trump. That's forcing Trump to sound more and more libertarian, more and more constitutionalist. This just shows where the heart and soul of the country is. People are turning against abortion. People are turning against open borders, including almost 70% of Hispanics, 69% in Gallup. The propaganda is failing. People are more pro-gun now than ever. New polls out today. And pro-gunners are more politically active. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Now, that doesn't mean we're winning the war. I don't want to be over-positive here and be deceptive, but we're gaining ground. We're getting in the fight. We lost the first 5-6 rounds. We're now in the 7th round, to use an allegory. And we have got them up against the ropes, hammering them in the ribs, hammering them in the jaw, popping them in the nose. And we just got to lay into them as hard as we can right now. And they could go down any minute. Now, that doesn't mean the whole New World Order fails. But it means people start going to jail. A bunch of their programs get backed up a decade, like happened in the 70s with the church committees. I mean, we are about to cause a sea change. The tide's been coming in for tyranny. It's starting to go out. It's that magic moment. Have you ever been at the ocean in a dock or in a bay for that 10 minutes when the tide starts to go out, where it kind of gets still? It's crystal clear. We've now reached that magic moment. The next few years is that magic moment. And let me tell you what they'll do during magic moments to reverse the tide back on us. They'll blow up federal buildings and blame it on us. They'll start wars. They'll implode economies and pose as saviors. It doesn't mean we're winning. It means we're in the fight. We are in the fight. We are in the fight. And if we're aware of how evil the enemy is, when I say enemy, I mean enemy. And my dad reminded me this last week. He just said, we've got 3 different outside accounting firms and outside lawyer groups checking everything, and we've got all these audits to make sure, and they say we're one of the cleanest operations they've ever seen. So if the enemy wants to come in, let them come. We know they're coming to set us up. They'll be the ones that have to deal with their fraud. I looked at him. I said, you're right. They are the enemy. I got my dad to retire because of Obamacare, and now he works here That was just good. We sit around the boardroom, talk about the enemy. And they are the enemy. We don't use that as semantical, like it's fun, like we're in the fort fighting pirates when we're 7 years old. We're here in the real fort fighting the globalists from deep in the heart of Texas, and we know who they are, the enemy. We're men, we're women, we know what we're up against, and that's what it's all about. Getting your head around the fact that the mainstream media is the enemy. So we should refer to them. We've had this debate for years. It's now crystal clear. You can add other verbal names to it and other descriptions. Prostitutes, Decepticons, enemy collaborator media, propagandists, fraudsters, liars, arrogant scum, deceivers, predatory media. A lot of these are my terms. Propaganda placement. But really, it's just when you refer to the enemy, CNN, the enemy of the American people, the enemy of humanity, CNN, the enemy of humanity, MSNBC, the enemy of humanity, the Justice Department, the enemy of humanity, the IRS, the enemy of humanity, ISIS, the enemy of humanity, the enemy, the enemy, the enemy, the enemy, the enemy, the enemy, the enemy. My dad just said it very calmly. We're ready if the enemy comes in. And he's a smart professional guy that's run major corporations, and he's just sitting there, we're ready for the enemy. And then it clicked when I was hiking this weekend. They are the enemy. They know they're the enemy. They see us as the enemy. They've got police departments all over the country saying they're preparing for war with the veterans and gun owners. Now, that's the political officers they put in front of the camera. The guys behind them know that's a fraud. The women behind them know it's for fraud. I've talked to them. But that's how crazy this is they've really got police departments lined up and ready to have a war with gun owners. I mean, the police are upset and worried about gangbangers shooting cops? I mean, that is statistically a problem. We're against it. But you want to start a fight with 15 million veterans that are still able to fight? There's even more than that, but it's about 15 million under the age of about 50. And I'm not saying folks above 50 can't fight. They're some of the most dangerous because they're not afraid to die. I mean, police. You know that's them trying to have you stick your arm down a badger hole or jump in a pit of hungry lions. I mean, are we really that dumb to let Melissa Harris Perry and the Southern Poverty Law Center march us all off to kill each other like a bunch of idiots? Really? Really? I'm going to go to your calls, but let's start playing some of these clips. This is Ted Cruz, blast corrupt mainstream media. He kind of set the tone, and he pointed out he is a leader. I have to admit, he's done some stuff I don't like, but going after the abortions, going after the open borders, going after the gun grabbers, going after Obamacare, going after not supporting ISIS, that he still supports going after Assad. That's the problem. I got to say, Ted Cruz, I know Rand Paul, so I'll say he's better, but Ted Cruz, despite problems, really has delivered. Let's go ahead and go to this Ted Cruz clip. Here it is.
Senator Cruz, congressional Republicans, Democrats, and the White House are about to strike a compromise that would raise the debt limit, prevent a government shutdown, and calm financial markets that fear of another Washington-created crisis is on the way. Does your opposition to it show that you're not the kind of problem solver American voters want?
You know, let me say something at the outset. The questions that have been asked so far in this debate illustrate why the American people don't trust the media.
That's right. Hit them back.
This is not a cage match. And if you look at the questions, Donald Trump, are you a comic book villain? Ben Carson, can you do math? John Kasich, will you insult two people over here? Marco Rubio, why don't you resign? Jeb Bush, why have your numbers fallen? How about talking about the substantive issues people care?
Cruz is the best on his feet I've ever seen of any statesman. He is the best, hands down.
So this is
he is the best. I mean,
I'm not finished yet. The contrast with the Democratic debate, where every fawning question from the media was, which of you is more handsome and wise?
So this is
and
the question about
clear.
The debt limit, which you have 30 seconds left to answer, should you choose to do so.
Look at that arrogant little...
Let me be clear. The men and women on this stage, have more ideas, more experience, more common sense than every participant in the Democratic debate. That debate reflected a debate between the Bolsheviks and the Mensheviks.
Oh, absolutely true.
And nobody watching at home believes that any of the moderators has any intention of voting in a Republican primary. The questions that are being asked shouldn't be trying to get people to tear into each other. It should be, what are your substantive solutions to people?
I just want the record to reflect. I asked you about the debt limit, and I got no answer.
You didn't ask a real question, punk.
I'm happy to answer your question, but let me tell you how that question is. So you don't actually want to hear the answer, John?
Senator Paul, you don't want to hear the answer, you just want to insult. You used your time on something else. Senator Paul?
You're not interested in an answer,
John? I didn't hear an answer from Senator Paul, the budget deal crafted by Speaker...
All right, that's enough of that. I skipped the break because this is so important. This is how they tried to control the narrative. This is the moment where the wolves of the mainstream media chasing the tiger, chasing the bear, whatever big animal you want to use in the analogy, the moment it turned and started attacking them and started killing a few of them politically, and the others run screaming and yelping in fear. That's all I've ever told anybody. Stop bowing to them. 1 week after I was on Piers Morgan, he had 1.5 million viewers on average when he took over for Larry King, who had 10 million a decade before that, but was in decline. He had 2.5 million that night, 3 million the next night, then it began to decline. He had a dead cat bounce. Within a year, he had 500,000 viewers. Another 6 months later, he had 300,000 viewers. Folks, local radio stations in big markets have that many listeners in the 5 o'clock hour. Do you understand what a paper tiger CNN is? They're only big when they have big debates, big events, when other people tune in. But on average, no one's watching them. But they sit there all puffed up on CNBC, MSNBC, CNN. They're a joke. You know, Fox News has more viewers than all of them combined. And they're not that big. We have like 3, 4, 5 million YouTube views a day. Top Fox shows have 3 million viewers, but they're all arrogant. I'm just sick of the arrogance of Megyn Kelly and Bill O'Reilly and all these people. You're such jokes. There are video gaming platforms on YouTube where they get 15 million views a day, and it's kids sitting there picking their nose. I mean, stop being so arrogant. You make me sick. But I digress. This is the moment where Cruz just sits up there and lines up all the different fraudulent questions they just asked. All the different questions that were attacks, that were frauds, that you would be disqualified in debate school for using. Judges would give you an F minus for that activity. No substance, no facts. What type of evil villain would you be? What do you think about fantasy football? This is the attempt to dumb it down and to make a joke out of it, but it doesn't work anymore because whore stream media, enemy media, collaborator media, wolf media, preying on us. You are the joke. You are hated. You don't have an audience. And I, more than anybody else, but also Ted Nugent and all the other people that went on his show, destroyed Piers Morgan. He thought he could sit there in his... I'm not against foreigners, but I mean, I wouldn't go to England and have a show on BBC telling them to get rid of their staple culture. A foreigner lecturing through his squeaky nose how we should live in our country. It's a joke. And so everyone, for all intents and purposes, tuned out of him. And, oh, they all announced how I was defeated for a week and, you know, how it was this big, oh, my gosh, Jones is such a cook. No, I was real. I said, you're a foreigner here to take our guns as part of a takeover of this country. And if you really want a revolution, that's what you're going to get. You're on record. We will kick your butt again like 1776 or like Santa Ana in 1836. Do you understand? You're not getting our guns. You got it, punk, and I mean it. I don't care about your lemming viewers out there. I want you to know I have a right to be armed, just like you have a right to protection as well. Now, you get out of my way. And it showed the man behind the curtain. I wasn't anything special. I was just Toto. And I said, you watch. This is the end of Piers Morgan. Oh, yeah, you got destroyed. No, I didn't. And it shows how weak-minded some conservatives were that they thought, oh, this is terrible. Drudge knew it was a devastating victory. He said it was. Others came out and said it was a devastating victory because that's because they're smart. They don't follow what the mainstream media sits there and tells what to do. And why am I talking about myself here? Because if they get angrier and if they get in the scum's face and if you get in the scum's face and stop letting them dictate to you like Melissa Harris Perry does, that if you say somebody's a hard worker, you're disparaging black slaves, you need to say, listen, witch, quit trying to stir up racism. How dare you connect words to racism like you control the language? What type of cult leader do you want to be, you freak? You going to tell me I got to drink barbiturates and vodka and go lay in bunk beds to go join the Hail Bop cult, you little bug-eyed nobody? We're sick of being dominated by trash like you, you piece of garbage. Break their control over you. Break their spell over you. Break their conditioning. Pray to God Almighty that the heavens are the seal of God's creation. The sun, the moon, the stars all bear God's seal. And realize these people aren't God. God is God. These people aren't our gods. Melissa Harris Perry isn't some god who tells me what to do. You have no audience, witch. All you've got your cult programmers and educators in the colleges and public schools that will vomit back whatever you say because they are already dead mentally. You totalitarian, I am the liberal. I am the pro-human. I am the pro-freedom, not you. My audience carries the light of the republic, not you. You carry nightmare Soviet-style brainwashing. You are a clear and present danger to this country with the rest of your company of enemies. You are the filth of the planet. And I'm not stupid. I know full well you're capable of self-inflicted political wounds to then roll back clips of what I have to say here. The difference is when you people pull off your garbage, everybody knows who the prime suspects are. It certainly isn't us. I will annihilate you with information. I will destroy you with your own words. I don't need violence. I don't want any harm upon you. I want you to live a long, failed life, watching humanity succeed and our children become strong and living together in true human advancement. That's what I want to see. And that's what you don't want to see as a social engineer, eugenicist, garbage pusher. Let's go to debate audience boost. CNBC moderators question to Ben Carson. Let's play this little luscious giblet.
This is a company called Manitech, a maker of nutritional supplements with which you had a 10-year relationship. They offered claims that they could cure autism, cancer. They paid $7 million to settle a deceptive marketing lawsuit in Texas, and yet your involvement continued. Why?
Well, that's easy to answer. I didn't have an involvement with them. That is total propaganda. And this is what happens in our society, total propaganda. I did a couple of speeches for them. I did speeches for other people. They were paid speeches. It is absolutely absurd to say that I had any kind of a relationship with them. Do I take the product? Yes. I think it's a good product.
To be fair, you were on the homepage of their website with the logo over your shoulder.
If somebody put me on their homepage, they did it without
my... How dare him be involved with supplements?
Does that not speak to your vetting process or judgment in any way?
No, it speaks to the fact that I don't know that it's going to...
People are sick of it.
See, they know.
People are going to buy a product when the FTC goes after it, or the FDA. Absolutely. I've seen the news reports. I've talked to the company owners. When they come after you, sales explode. People know trash. They know who you are. They know you hate them. They know you got bad will. We hate you. We see you, Phil. We know you're killing babies. We know you're aborting them. We know you're selling their body parts. We know you don't like us. Well, we don't like you either. Got that? You want to fight, you little bastards? You're going to get one! The Sleeping Giant is rising! Yes! Break the chain!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey the do list from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This Whey Protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Paul Watson was on about a month ago. I'm going to finish up with some of these clips and go to your calls. And I said, why do you think they're trying to bring in radical Islamics, trying to make the school kids go clean their houses, giving old people government housing to them, letting women get raped, not responding when they get raped, and that's all confirmed now. And he said, I think the whole leftist thing is about cuckolding. And as a guy that's 41 years old, I haven't done a lot of research into weird sexual stuff, but I've run across that in literature. And I don't even have a family audience here. This is scientific, but if you have children, you might want to tell them not to listen right now. It's not too racy compared to most shows, but I just, you know, want to protect children's innocence, because that's what they're doing, is going after it in this next report. And cuckolding is basically where you have somebody else have sex with your wife in front of you. And then they basically, you know, the wife pushes you away, and then you're humiliated. And some men, I guess, like this. This is not a threesome. This is not a foursome type deal. This is about domination and sex. And, of course, Gore Vidal famously said all sex is about domination and power. that shows where he had a mental problem. I mean, zero sex with me is about power. It's about procreation. It's about love. And, yeah, it's God's gift. It's about pleasure. And it's about fantasy. It's about, I mean, just to hear how alien that is, that it's about power and domination. 100% of sex. I mean, I saw him in a film from the 70s saying it's about domination. And then he made some film where a tranny, the equivalent of the modern Caitlyn Jenner, is raping men. And Nickelodeon, I remember a decade ago, came out and announced in a board meeting, because it became a stockholder issue, that's Viacom, Sumner Redstone, and said, we are going to sexualize the preteens now. And, man, I don't let my kids watch mainstream television, but when I go on vacation is when I don't know what's on TV, room service is coming, I'm in the shower, they're in a little room, yeah, I let them watch TV. And, man, I will walk in there, and it is just the wildest stuff. And, again, I'm not, quote, against gay people, but you don't push any sex stuff on TV that's supposedly for, like, 8-9-year-olds. Look at Paul Watson's latest article on Infowars.com. Nickelodeon pushing interracial cuckold fetish onto children. Kid show created by writer of porn film The Cuckold features disturbing themes. And this is interracial, where the black guys have sex with a white guy's wife. Okay, whatever. The point is, this is the show with, and this is who's involved with these subtle messages to kids now. And I mean, it's just incredible. But see, that's the ultimate perversion, is to mess with kids. And that's what's going on. That story and all the tales that I can't get into on air. Bestiality, I mean, it's just a bunch of weird stuff in here. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This is the type of stuff that goes on. I want to finish up with a few of these clips and then go to Ben, David, Paul, Stephen, Ben, and others. We'll usually have two Bens at one time. Briefly, I wanted to let the listeners and viewers know that we're running the biggest special we've ever offered on our best-selling Liver Shield. And this special is so hot that I had thought that we had budgeted enough to go through 2015 with the Liver Shield with this latest shipment. I may have to get rid of this special in a couple days just to be able to keep some back at the regular price, because we won't get more in until January 15th is when the next delivery is going to be ready. They're going to produce it in December, package it, and ship it to us in January. Again, it's made in Utah, one of the top herbal tincture facilities in the country. But 25% off the Liver Cleanse Pack. We're going to run this just for a couple more days. You can get the Oxy Powder and the Liver Shield 25% off and start that weekly cleanse, or just do it as a normal maintenance. Just take the Liver Shield by itself and the Oxy Powder. Super Male Vitality is back in stock. Super Female Vitality was never out of stock. Which I don't know why it works just as good for women, is what we've been told, as it does for men. I guess we're mainly a male audience. Here's some of the reviews on Super Male Vitality. Fantastic product. I bought it more for use at the gym, which I can see in the increase for my energy and strength. The results outside the gym and the bed are two thumbs up. Also, it lifts moods and gives mental energy as well as physical. Yeah, I've been taking more of it lately, and folks can tell. That's Chris in Dallas, Texas. Thanks for the support, Chris. There's another 5-star review from Tom in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I was a couch potato, woke up and moved my family to a farm. Shortly after moving in, I needed to put up a fence. Found the ground to be solid clay on my fence line, was going to rent an auger for $150. Instead, I took Super Male and used a manual post hole digger and dropped 20 6-foot posts 3 feet into the ground in less than 3 hours. I felt like Superman. I would recommend this to a friend. Super Male Vitality, InfoWarsLife.com. We got a bunch of other specials like 10% off and free shipping on the storable food at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsSelect.com. Free shipping and 10% off the new Alexa Pure amazing gravity-fed filters. And a bunch of other specials at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchase makes this broadcast possible. Now, getting back to the historic debate with the Republicans. I'm not lionizing sanctifying. I'm not romanticizing the Republicans. I'm not saying they're angel cakes. I'm not saying I'm on their team. I don't trust them as far as I could throw Huckabee or Chris Christie. I like Huckabee better than Chris Christie, obviously. I'm just saying they're both more portly is why I use those two. They didn't back down. They got aggressive. They were real. It was sensational. And they got on the offense with the Decepticon media and it blew up in their face. We've been playing clips of the one moderator that I think was the worst. The woman and the other older guy, the gray-haired guy, whatever that idiot's name is. I mean, those people were just vicious and arrogant. And I don't mean aggressive and confident. I mean, they were just nasty, nasty, nasty. So let's go to Trump on gun control. Here's this clip.
And I do carry on occasion, sometimes a lot, but I like to be unpredictable so that people don't know exactly what you're carrying.
Are you carrying right now?
By the way, unlike our country where we're totally predictable and the enemy, whether it's ISIS or anybody else, they know exactly what we're doing because we have the wrong leadership. But I feel that the gun-free zones, and, you know, when you say that, that's target practice for the sickos and for the mentally ill. That's target. They look around for gun-free zones. I mean, we could give you another example. The Marines, the Army, these wonderful six soldiers that were killed. Two of them were among the most highly decorated. They weren't allowed on a military base to have guns, and somebody walked in and shot them, killed them. If they had guns, he wouldn't be around very long. I can tell you there wouldn't have been much damage. So I think gun-free zones are a catastrophe. They're a feeding frenzy for sick people.
Absolutely. And you know, people say, well, for decades they haven't allowed people to have guns on military bases, so it's okay. That's like saying we've had slavery for 200 years, so it's okay. Or we've had checkpoints without warrants for 20 years, so it's okay. No, it's not. Just because you say you've been doing it a while. There shouldn't be guns openly at boot camp because people don't know how to use them yet. It should be in restricted areas, on the range, or with proper trainers. I've studied it. Haven't been in the military, but I've studied it. I've talked to a lot of military people. I get not having a bunch of recruits who might flip out. They're being tested. There's going to be some mentally ill people. That's why you're putting them under pressure to find out what they'll do under pressure. That's why they do that at boot camp. Quite frankly, boot camp isn't probably strong enough now like it used to be because of political correctness. The Russians kill people in boot camp routinely. That's what used to happen in our boot camps. And that's because you're there to learn what war is going to be like. And if you volunteer for it, certainly you should know what you're getting into. But this is the political correctness where secretaries of defense will have the military disarmed when they come to a base. Not just on the tarmac. They will have the guns taken and put away at a base that's under attack. Except for the sentries. Because they're afraid of being killed. That shows who runs our government. Saddam Hussein can walk around in crowds of 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people with loaded AK-47s, shooting him in the air, and he wasn't afraid. Because those were people loyal to him. Our own military can't have guns. Our pilots, they've tried to stop from having guns. You trust them with a giant aircraft. You know, of course, at recruiting centers, they should have guns. They're sitting ducks. People say, well, thought you didn't want military on the streets. I don't want military policing me with guns. That's not their jurisdiction. But yes, military personnel in uniform at bases or at their facilities should be armed. Bare minimum, designated security officers should be armed. Period. It's ridiculous. And it makes me want to throw up. And it's the same thing that I shouldn't be able to be armed. That self-propelled Jabba the Hutt, Michael Moore can have six bodyguards, all armed, on record. He wants my guns taken, and he says it's racist that I own guns. He says, I own guns because I'm a racist white person who lives in the countryside. That's a quote. When he lives in the country in Michigan and has bodyguards, and now they have a bill, Democrats introduced bill, Forbes, in Congress to tax gun sales, requires stolen guns to be reported. That way your gun gets lost in a fire, you forget to report it, they got a felony on you. That's what that really does. New bill would force Americans to pay $100 tax on every gun. The Democrats always claim, too, that only rich people can have guns. They invert reality. You can buy a great revolver for $200 to protect yourself. You can buy a great used shotgun for $100, a 12 gauge or whatever, to protect yourself. That's pure bull. It's poor people to protect themselves. But isn't this like the county clerks of old in the South with Jim Crow laws saying blacks had to go pay a poll tax that they couldn't afford of $2? Let me tell you, back in the 1930s, $2 was like $100. $2 to vote, $4 to vote. Later, by the 40s and 50s, they were talking $50 a vote. That's crazy. It also hurt poor whites, sharecroppers. And that's what this is a tax to stop poor people from being able to arm themselves. Truly evil. Truly sickening as they come for our guns. Okay, you know what? I'm not going to play any more clips right now. I've got a lot of other important clips I want to get to. Audit the Fed, Rubio on super PACs, and more. But before we do that, let's go to your calls you've been holding. I appreciate Ben in Florida calling in. What did you think of last night's debate? I mean, did it not blow up in the bully media's face?
Alex, it was an absolute embarrassment. I couldn't believe the arrogance, the smug, condescending look on the faces of those moderators, those flamingly liberal moderators. Alex, it was an absolute disgrace, not only for just CNBC, I thought for all mainstream media. Let me ask you this question, Alex. Why is it that I'm a 21-year-old college student, by the way, completely awake. Thank you so much for helping me get to that point. Alex, why is it that we can turn on the CNN fascist debate and it's a giant love fest, but last night you watch the CNBC garbage, the CNBC trash, and it's a bunch of liberals sitting there trying to attack the candidate, saying Ben Carson doesn't know math, calling Donald Trump a comic book candidate. This was obviously Democratic Party propaganda. What do you think about that?
That's it, and it shows how arrogant they are that they wouldn't hide it, and they would sit there with such disdain and such fake confidence, and it blew up in their face. But listen, the reason they know they're winning is they're losing the general public, but they've got our kids. They've got them in there, force inoculating them, bullying them, screwing them up, dumbing them down, telling them the word T-O-O is sexist. I mean, they are frying their brains right now and teaching them how to be mentally ill basket cases who have panic attacks. I mean, even Atlantic Monthly admits that. I've been pointing it out forever, but I said panic attacks, mental illness. They are imposing mental illness on our children. So remember, while we think they're jokes, they've got our kids, and they are licking their lips with enjoyment.
Oh, absolutely, Alex. It's a war on language. It's a war on culture. I can't walk around my college campus saying that I support the Second Amendment, saying that I support the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Alex, we have open borders.
Oh, yeah. Colleges all over have banned handing out the Constitution or even talking about it. It's very evil, yes.
This is a literal attack on liberty, and they're asking Jeb Bush about fantasy football? Are you kidding?
Well, see, those are all Pavlovianly psychologically written, knowing the general moron public would then like him if he talked about fantasy football. They gave him the softball because he's meant to run against Hillary for whoever they've decided. Absolutely great points, Ben. I mean, Jeb Bush looked like a plastic mannequin. I mean, you talk about fake. Steven, in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm actually I'm actually pissed off. If you're a listener and you didn't watch it, just watch the first 10 minutes. Because, I mean, you want to talk about softballs being thrown to Jeb. Look at the first question. Look who they're attacking. First person they attack is who? Trump. And a wise man once said, you're over the target when you start getting all the flack. And who's getting the most flack? I mean, look, I'm not going to go off on what is this? Listen to the, because I'm sure you're going to start playing clips. And when you do play them, play the part where the freaking moderators laugh. Those hyenas start laughing after the crowd boos them. Because the crowd boos some of the questions. Because people know, like, you know, this is a stupid question.
Sure, when they got booed, then the moderators would laugh at them. Just like from The Wizard of Oz, when she goes, I'll get you and your little dog, too. They don't care that we're booing them. They go, we know you're our enemy, but we're in control. They just get off on the fact that they're up there in New York and D.C. and L.A. in their own little bubbles, like they're in control, because they hire mentally ill narcissists who just want to feel like they're powerful.
Exactly, exactly. It's so plain and simple. I mean, like, when I hear that laugh, I think of the curtain lifting on them and everyone saying, you know what, we see how stupid you are. So they have to laugh it off to try and play it off. Because if they try to be serious after they ask those questions, after they just got booed at by the crowd, they would look stupid. So what they do is they go, oh, shoot, they know I'm asking a stupid question. Oh, like, oh, I'm just kidding, almost kind of laugh. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, look, when you look at these people, they should just know, mainstream media should know, politicians are hated and reviled and not trusted universally. You are even lower, many levels lower down the cesspit, sewage line system. You are the slimy little amoebic creatures that dwell at the lowest circles of Hades. And these are the people that make jokes about the New World Order, make jokes about autism being caused by vaccines. These are the people that carry great change, to use the Night Before Christmas allegory of the chains of the sins that the two old dead bankers carry. And then they're warning Ebenezer Scrooge, your chains now are double the size of ours. I mean... and again, I seem aggressive and hateful because these are bullies. And we've got to get in the stance of war with these people. We've got to stop playing games.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where on the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Trump, if I may just amend.
Wait, just a minute.
This is
Let me follow up on this. You had talked a little bit about Marco Rubio. I think you called him Mark Zuckerberg's personal senator because he was in favor of the H-1B.
I never said that.
So this was an erroneous article the whole way
around?
He's
got another gentleman in Florida who happens to be a very nice guy, but not...
My apologies. I'm sorry.
He's really doing some bad facts.
Since I've been mentioned, can I respond?
Yes, you may.
You know, the Democrats have the ultimate super PAC. It's called the mainstream media. Whoever single day. And I'll tell you why. Last week, Hillary Clinton went before a committee. She admitted she had sent emails to her family saying, hey, this attack in Benghazi was caused by al-Qaeda-like elements. She spent over a week telling the families of those victims and the American people that it was because of a video. And yet the mainstream media is going around saying it was the greatest week in Hillary Clinton's campaign. It was the week she got exposed as a liar. It was the week that she got exposed as a liar in Benghazi. She has her super PAC helping her out, the American mainstream.
That's right. And again, Rubio is great on his rhetoric, but he's bad on his votes. I mean, he's like Paul Ryan, who's now the new speaker. And again, we fought to get rid of Boehner. People are like, oh, no, somebody just as bad got in. But the fact is we're removing people, and the fight's on, and he'll get removed now a lot quicker if he doesn't try to restore this republic. I want to go back to your phone calls now. Paul in New Mexico, you're on the air. This really blew up in the mainstream media's face, in my view. What do you say?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I just want to say, like, it's amazing, Alex. I mean, the candidates are, like, smarter than the moderators, script readers. You know, I mean, like the Carson clip you played and the Trump clip you played. I mean, it's like the candidates are educated.
Well, also the female, I forget her name, reporter, she acts like a hateful... cross between, I don't know, a witch and a praying mantis or something.
Becky Quick.
Carl Quintanilla, if I pronounce it right, and John Harwood. How do you pronounce it? Quintanilla? I can't pronounce anything.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's just completely out of control. What else did you take away from the debate?
Well, just basically that they want to pick fights. They want to set up questions, pick fights with. What I really noticed, one thing, they had one question with, I don't remember if it was Kasich or another one of the insiders, but they tried to frame up and make the insider go after Trump or the outsider. I think they were trying to pick a fight between the insider candidates and the outsider candidates on the stage. There was one question there towards
the
end.
Absolutely. I also noticed they gave Carson, and maybe we can Google the numbers. News reporters always break it down, but didn't it seem like Carson got almost no time?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, they want to push the establishment candidates, you know, the insiders, definitely.
All right, good to hear from you, brother. God bless. And in fact, guys, just search debate talk time, Republican talk time numbers. CNBC, and it should come up, because they always break down, and I forgot to find one of the stories this morning, of how long each person got, because it'd be interesting to see who got the most time. Probably Donald Trump, because they know he's the biggest draw, but after that, Jeb Bush. But I'm just going off watching, and I wasn't keeping score. So there it is. Rubio was second. Florina was number one. Kasich was 9 minutes. Trump was 9 minutes. Christie was 8 minutes. Huckabee, 7 minutes. I'm rounding here. Cruz was 7 minutes. And then it just goes down from there. Actually, Bush was six. Wow. Paul was six. Bobby Jindal, 10. Yeah, but is that this debate? It didn't matter. We're live without teleprompters, you know, so that is this debate. There's just so many Republican candidates, too. We'll be back third hour straight ahead. More of your calls. We come back in 70 seconds. David, Cherry, Scott, and others.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
As any regular...